Brussels locked down.
Shops are closed. The city metro shut down.
Joining anti-ISIS airstrikes.
It's my firm conviction that Britain should do so too.
Gunfire in a New Orleans park.
There were upwards of 500 people when this erupted.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, for a third day, Belgium's capital is under lockdown as the hunt goes on for one of the Paris attack fugitives and others who may be linked to him. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Brussels.
Belgian authorities are warning that a Paris-like attack is imminent, targeting shopping areas and public transportation. Drastic security measures have been put in place in Brussels, including closing schools for the first time since World War II. Last night, security forces were beefed up across the capital. Then, in a series of coordinated strikes, 19 police raids were conducted late into the night, spanning across the city. Belgian federal prosecutor Eric van der Spaet announced that 16 people had been arrested in the police operations and two shots had been fired.
Salah Abdeslam is not among the persons arrested during the searches.
And so Europe's most wanted man, Salah Abdeslam, remains on the run.
In all, now 21 have been taken into custody in Belgium over the past 24 hours. In Paris, President Hollande met with British Prime Minister David Cameron.
The United Kingdom will do all in our power to support our friend and ally France to defeat this evil death cult.
Cameron's offered the use of a British base in Cyprus for anti-ISIS air missions, and he says he'll ask Parliament this week to give the green light for Britain to join in the airstrike campaign. A three-day mourning period began today in the West African nation of Mali for the 19 victims of last week's hotel attack. One of the two groups that claimed responsibility for it released a recording identifying what it says were two gunmen involved. A just-released CBS News poll looks at U.S. strategy against ISIS and how we feel about Syrian refugees. Correspondent Barry Bagnato joins us.
Not good marks for President Obama.
Even 45% of Democrats think the president doesn't have a clear plan for dealing with ISIS.
It's 66% overall, CBS News Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton says.
50% of Americans now favor the U.S. sending ground troops to fight ISIS.
More than that, 63% think American troops will be necessary. Most Republicans oppose allowing Syrian refugees into the U.S. Most Democrats favor it. There's bipartisan agreement refugees must face stricter screening measures. Steve?
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is standing by a 9/11 assertion he first made in a weekend campaign stop in Birmingham, Alabama, calling for increased surveillance.
I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
The mayor of Jersey City says Trump is, in his words, plain wrong and shamefully politicizing an emotionally charged issue. Republican candidate Jeb Bush, also critical.
It's manipulating people's angst and their fears.
All just days before the big Thanksgiving Day parade, New York City conducted a terror drill. Police Commissioner William Bratton.
The scenario involved active shooting situations in our subway to test our response to that.
And there are plenty of holiday visitors in New York.
We're all a little bit more aware of the increased security now and that people may be a little more nervous, but at the same time, we're still traveling.
Well, for holiday travelers taking a drive this week, the news is good.
Gasoline prices are 11 cents lower in these 2 weeks. The new average is 2.14, and that's the lowest since late January.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices are 70 cents a gallon lower than they were 1 year ago. 16 people were wounded when two groups of people in a New Orleans park opened fire on each other. Mayor Mitch Landrieu has made a public appeal for information that could lead to arrests.
It's really hard to police against a bunch of guys who decide to pull out guns and settle their disputes with 300 people in between them. That's just not something that you can tolerate in the city.
And police in New Orleans have identified the man they're hunting for in the shooting of a medical student last week as he was stopping an apparent kidnapping.
From the footage of this incident, it is clear that this is a dangerous individual who doesn't value the lives of others.
The student is in guarded condition. 2 weeks after a pregnant pastor's wife was found shot and killed in her Indianapolis home, police have arrested an 18-year-old suspect. Larry Taylor faces murder charges in the death of 28-year-old Amanda Blackburn. Two others are being held in connection with the case. The drug company Pfizer, maker of Lipitor and Viagra, has struck a $160 billion deal with Allergan, maker of Botox. That merger would create the world's largest drug maker when it comes to sales. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says regulatory scrutiny will be intense.
A U.S.-based company can buy a company that's based abroad and get better tax treatment on a corporate level. So this is going to really start to raise the red flag again. Whether you like it or not, it is certainly legal.
Allergan is based in Ireland but runs most of its operations out of New Jersey. Kyle Busch won the final NASCAR race of the season in Homestead, Florida, and secured his first Sprint Cup title. Four-time NASCAR champ Jeff Gordon's retiring full-time from racing and says he'll miss the thrill of victory.
There's nothing like that feeling, and I'm going to miss being a part of something like that.
NFL safety questions are being raised after St. Louis Rams quarterback Case Keenum suffered what appeared to be a concussion during the closing moments of yesterday's game with Baltimore. Keenum appeared wobbly and had trouble getting up after a punishing hit.
Oh boy, you can see him go down and hit the back of the head on the turf.
And the Fox announcers took note of it, but Keenum was not taken out of the game to get checked out, as league rules indicate. He then fumbled two plays later, setting up a winning field goal by the Ravens. Well, the big winner at last night's American Music Awards,
One Direction.
One Direction took Artist of the Year and Favorite Group, audio courtesy of Dick Clark Productions.
This is absolutely incredible to receive this award now 2 years in a row.
And some in the audience were moved to tears by Celine Dion's performance, paying tribute to the victims of the Paris attacks. A safety group says it's time the more than 20 states that don't have seatbelt laws applying to people in the back seats of vehicles take some action. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
The Governor's Highway Safety Association is urging people to think buckle up every trip. James Headland, who wrote a study for the nonprofit, says seatbelts are 44% effective in preventing fatalities in the back seats of cars in a crash. He says that includes taxis.
People don't think about it when they get into taxis, Ubers, and things like this.
He says states need to do a better job of publicizing the importance of wearing seatbelts no matter where you are in the vehicle. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The final Hunger Games film turned in the worst opening weekend performance of any of the four movies in the series. Still, Mockingjay Part 2 took in a whopping $101 million. The new Bond film Spectre fell to number two at the box office with $14.6 million. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.